Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 7 after 7 this beautiful day of June the 24th. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And chat room is back up and running. I mean, it's always been up. It runs at different speeds for different people.
Thank you for being patient. You know what? Computers, everyone who has one knows that sometimes when you get glitches, it takes a long time to get the little kinks out. And we've been working diligently to get that done.
And we have the good fairy of webmasters. Because, you know, the good fairy is kind of an elderly good fairy that wakes up occasionally. And then and every so often when the webmaster wakes up and sees something that's crossed his desk, like 18,000 emails and 4,000 phone calls, he reaches out and he fixes it.
So. Hey, Carl, I think we should go to our Wells Fargo advisor with Chris Lasondak and find out what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 16,944. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1961, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 13 points at 4,382. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 84 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 4 cents at 15.68, Rite Aid up 7 cents at 7.15, Ford's adding 22 cents at $17.09, and Coca-Cola down 15 cents at 41.58. Of local interest, PG&E up 31 cents at 47.92, Tri-Counties Bank unchanged at $23 even, Harley-Davidson down 14 cents at 71.23, and Smith & Wesson Holding Company down a nickel at 15.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.59%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46. Oil's down 8 cents a barrel at 106.08. And precious metals are modestly higher, with gold up 76 cents an ounce at 13.18.25. Silver up 14 cents at $20.97. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 right here on KCNR. Now, the path to being able to take care of yourself financially starts right on Park Marina Drive with our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. I'm not being facetious. They have information and they have the knowledge to help you get started or to continue that march to freedom. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. You know, Bob and I have this conversation because we go through the weather channels, and it is like 20 degrees of variation in the Reading area. I pop up one at 70, I pop up at 64. Well, that's not really 20 degrees of variation, but so we're staying 67, and it's going to be 95 today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy tonight, with temperatures around 67. We're going to have north winds from about 5 to 7 miles per hour. And then tomorrow evening, Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers with our temperatures reaching a low of 63. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Senior and veteran discounts locally owned. Give them a call at 365-3793. Remember, Shasta Gas Propane.
How'd you sleep last night? Sleep good?
Okay, yes. I did, actually. I went to bed at 5, woke up at 7, and then went back at 9. I just needed, I guess we had such a, you know, take 10, again, is happening on the bridge. And we've just had lots of activity going on. And so I slept like a baby all night long. I can't even believe it. I think I woke up at 4.
So I'm going to need to change my sleep number setting to your sleep number setting, obviously. So
mine's 45 and been there.
Well, you know, the thing about my sleep number is 35, but we at least get to change it around. And now we've got something new. It's called the Sleep IQ. technology. And it's only Sleep Number has this. And you don't have to wear anything. You don't have to do anything except sleep because it's already in your bed. You can adjust your Sleep Number setting daily because it's going to give you feedback via an app that they provide. It's only available with Sleep Number beds. Sleep Number, of course, is Consumer Reports number one bed. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. And the only bed that has the dual air technology. So I can't say enough about it, except go on down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number stores and find out about Sleep IQ technology. Again, only at Sleep Number stores located in the Target Shopping Center. All right. A lot of things happening in the state, in the world, but let's start really close here with our county. And we have Terry Raposo on the line. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Fine. Hey, you know
what? Saw you on the news this morning.
Yeah.
If you'd like me to, I can bring you kind of up to speed in 4 minutes. Do I have 4 minutes?
We've got a
yes.
long time here.
Yes.
We've got a long time
because I can do this whole thing for you guys in 4 minutes far as bringing people up to speed.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. First of all, Siskiyou County was the first county that did this, and the procedure with them was a presentation which the Board of Supervisors allowed from 12 to 15 minutes to speak on the state of Jefferson. They brought us back. When they brought us back, they voted 4-1 in favor of a declaration of withdrawal. Modoc County was next. They allotted a presentation item on the agenda, which was 12 to 15 minutes for Mark Baird. He spoke for approximately an hour with back-and-forth questioning. At that time, Modoc County voted 4-0 to withdraw. Now, getting back to the presentation idea, the way that works, we have been given everywhere we went 12 to 15 minutes of a presentation. The next step is the Board of Supervisors will go ahead and they will ask questions. Then we have public comment, and then the Board of Supervisors decide the next step. Let's move on to Tehama County. Tehama County not only gave Tom Knorr, the first time we went in, 15 minutes to speak with a PowerPoint presentation, but also did it at 6 o'clock at night so more of their constituents would come. We had 255 people at that meeting. It was a good move on the Board of Supervisors at that time. There was an opposing view, and the opposing view in Tehama County was the actual bean counter himself that said he didn't know how we could do it and make it viable. However, after weighing the evidence, after two such meetings, two presentation meetings, and then the regular Board of Supervisor meeting, the Board of Supervisors in Tehama County, after weighing the facts, decided to vote 4-1 to put it on the ballot. And as we all know, Tehama passed 56-44. We move on to Glenn County. The Glenn County Board of Supervisors simply went to two town halls. When they went to these town halls, four of them out of the five, and the reason all five didn't go was because the fact one of them was recovering from surgery, from back surgery. These four gentlemen went to the first town hall we had, which was in Orland. We had 300 people and 300 more 3 hours later in Willows. They simply asked us for a declaration of withdrawal. Then they did all the proper legal procedures on that. We have that in our possession, as we do all the other declarations. And what happened with that is that they voted 5-0, and it was all over the news, which was amazing. Let's fast forward to Yuba County. We went to Yuba, went in there and spoke with those folks. Again, they gave us a presentation. Wow, do you see a pattern here? We had 12 to 15 minutes in which Mr. Beard could go ahead and give the information. They asked us questions, told us what they wanted. We came back 6 weeks later, and Yuba County voted 3-1 in favor of withdrawal and forming the state of Jefferson. We then went to Sutter County. Sutter County did as Tehama County. That is that at 6 p.m. at night, they decided it would be better for their citizens to have a special meeting on this because that way more people could get there. And again, we had well over 200 people that came in. Most of these comments that are being made when we have the public comment after the 12-minute presentation and the back and forth with questions between those of us who the Board of Supervisors wanted to direct those questions to, public comment was done, and I submit to you that every single thing we've done, we've had maybe three or four negative comments on this. Let's get back to Sutter. Sutter County voted. They want to bring us back. Once we give them the proper information, which we've sent to them, we're going back there July. Let's move on to Butte County. Butte County brought us in. They wanted to get a presentation. They gave Mr. Baird 15 minutes. You see the pattern. Mr. Baird got his 15 minutes. After that, he was asked questions. Public comment, we had 56 comments in Butte County, 55 of which were in favor of. Butte County decided that they needed more information. Let us know what information they needed. We've got that information that we have already put together. In fact, all that information that we have there, we're going to submit to Shasta County today, which is economic, to the tune of 1,200 pages, and I'll get back to that later on. What we've got is we went to Butte County. Butte County said, yeah, please come back in 5 months, which we will do after a presentation. Lassen has just called. Lassen County. We are going there on July the 8th to do, guess what, a 12 to 15 minute presentation in which the Board of you see the pattern here?
I see the fact that that in every place, in every opportunity into our own county here, is that they've given you all an opportunity to give a presentation explaining and answering a lot of the questions. The fact is that Les Baugh has brought this up, and I have several questions here too. And for what he says is to see which way they want to move, but that's going to be difficult to do because the whole presentation or no lack of presentation down here at the Board of Supervisors could have an impact. But we need to take a quick break here, Terry, but I want to come back and talk about, you know, we've seen, you know, from what you've laid out, every one of them's been a presentation except Shasta County.
And all the ones in the future that we have coming, which is Trinity and Lake,
right.
Also
are have presentations. Okay, I have a couple of questions to ask you about this when we get back. Carl
sure.
Lindebot, KCNR 1460, this is KCNR 1460.
That's part of the bump music, Carl.
Was that part of the bump music?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, was
yes.
It making that? Somebody we're going to be pumping it here or something like that? Is that it? Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. We have Terry Raposo on State of Jefferson. We want to talk a little bit about their meeting today at the Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock to talk about the State of Jefferson. And it's going to be a little bit different than any other place they've met. So that's what we're going to talk about as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebot.
Starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It is 66 degrees out there, 7:20 in the morning, June the 24th. It's going to be a warm day. It's going to be cooling down this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You know, Orchard Nutrition has it all for a healthy lifestyle. In fact, they are the center for a healthy lifestyle. Nutritionist classes, and of course, more raw and organic and supplements than you can find anywhere else in Northern California. All of this at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141. Our guest, Terry Raposa, the spokesman for the State of Jefferson Movement, and right here in our own county of Shasta, we're getting ready to have not even a presentation. They're going to address it. They're going to address it today at 9 o'clock. So talk to us a little bit more, Terry. What was the purpose of Les Ball bringing it up in this format?
Well, some of the things that he has said that he's on the record saying is, number one, he wouldn't do this unless he was assured of having a majority vote to do this. Number two, he has said that basically he would like to see it get on the ballot. Number three, he's saying he's fulfilling a campaign promise. Interesting how he wasn't really available for much. But he did say in the record Searchlight that one of the things that he was concerned about is some of the other board members, which in his statement that he gave, it was really more about the people voicing their opinion. But according to him, he needs financial information. Well, I would submit to you that we have the LAO report from the Legislative Analysis Office from the state of California. They've been very helpful. They have showed that the state of Jefferson, which isn't even the amount of counties that we have in now, will sustain economically. We have several financial reports. We have economists out of Placer County. We have educators and economists out of El Dorado County. What has happened is we have 1,200 pages of data. We have an 88-page report, which we will make in a more pithy, along with submitting this, we will make into a more pithy program for each one of the supervisors, which is about 24 pages. So since they asked for it, we got it for them.
Are they going to vote today to do anything?
No idea, Carl.
Okay.
I have no idea. That's the whole point. That was the point of my We don't know. This is weird. And the other thing that was interesting, too, is we've been interviewed. I was interviewed by ABC Australia, and Mark was interviewed by RTTV in Russia. We just did a town hall in Shingletown, and a gentleman, Japanese gentleman from Tokyo, who works as a correspondent in Washington, D.C., flew out to interview us, along with a young man who's an American who's his protege and who is a liberal. When I explained Reynolds versus Sims to him and explained the fact that we no longer have representation in the North State, and how the states have two senators, and how we used to have a senator per county, which in the Constitution is to represent communities and counties, that we don't have that anymore. It went to one man, one vote. This gentleman from the Asahi Shimbun is the name of their newspaper in Tokyo. It is their equivalent to the Washington Post. He said, why don't they just overturn that law? It doesn't seem to be right. Hello? Not only that, got the same response from our mates there in Australia. Same thing. After hearing about Reynolds versus Sims, why did they do that? Aren't you guys a republic and not a democracy? It seems as if other countries understand what we are more than we do.
Well, they study us more than we do. They study our form of government because that's what they want. Okay, how about if you thought about going in there and saying, hey, look, we really appreciate you putting us on the dais today, but how about doing this in the evening where people that, you know, can show up for this thing, because you have it 9 o'clock in the morning, and I've talked about this ad nauseum. Most people have businesses. Most people are working and all these. If they had it at 6 p.m. at night and you offer them a presentation and let as many people can get there as possible instead of 9 o'clock in the morning.
With all due respect, have you called them and told them that?
Well, I just found out about it today.
No, have you called them and told them that they should have some of these things at 6 o'clock at night?
Oh, yeah. I say it all the time.
Okay, well,
I tell Larry Leeses, I say, why don't you have meetings at 6 p.m.? I mean, at least once a quarter or something. Because berated by one of them. I said, well, why aren't you there? I said, I have a business. That's why, you know, that's what you're being paid for, is to look out for our business, you know, for us who are business. Don't even get me started on this one, Terry.
Well, no, I wanted to do that because I wanted to show the people that we're all doing that. See, the thing is that here we're talking to Carl Bott here. He owns a business. Terry Raposa owns a business. There's a bunch of us that own businesses or work for other people. I know people today that are taking time off work to go there, to do this today. The point is that we are bringing it up, Carl.
Yeah,
they're not listening to us.
Go ahead. That was a rhetorical question because I know you would. To me, it seems like, you know, if everybody else is getting a presentation, and I'm not sure if Les is doing this. Did Les say he was going to vote for it?
He didn't say anything, Carl. Okay. That is the thing. We tried to call him and talk with him. Red Smith did. And the response Red Smith got the first time was, well, we'll give you guys 9 minutes for four people. And then he Red wanted to clarify that, and he says, no, you can't do that. That would be a public hearing. Those are the kinds of responses we're getting, similar to the response that of what Mike Mangus got yesterday. My only thing is here is that it's obvious that every county has done what? A presentation item.
Yeah.
Every county and every county coming, including Trinity, which are basically liberal, and Lake County, which basically has said, don't leave us behind, come give us a, quote, presentation, keyword presentation.
Yeah.
So that is odd. And also the R6 is where we are, R6, and of course it's at the very end. So if you miss 2 hours of work, you're probably going to have to leave and go to work. I'm only concerned about this in regards to the fact that, it's befuddling to me. It's the only county that's done it. And let me say this, because this is really important. Mark Baer was interviewed by the Record Searchlight yesterday while I was over with Mike Mangus.
Mm-hmm.
When Mark was interviewed, she was asked, well, if Shasta County doesn't come, doesn't that throw a monkey wrench into it? No. Well, don't the counties have to be contiguous? No. Look at Alaska. They've got places that are 1,000 miles from the capital. No, it doesn't have to be. So if, in fact, the counties all around the county of Shasta decide they want to do this, and most of them are doing that, if they do it, then you just take a helicopter from Shasta County, and good luck with California, really and truly. I mean, this isn't Kansas anymore. All the information that they want, we have. It's not our information. It's from the state of California, from the United States government, from economists. Everything we're going to give them is facts, and we have literally hundreds of pages of that. So really and truly, we've done our homework. We know what we're doing here. And if anybody has a better idea, we're in. We're in. If you got a better idea, we're in. And according to every elected official I've talked to, and Jim Reed, who's running for supervisor, who is a Democrat and who is a proponent of the state of Jefferson, as his opponent, James Gallagher, who is a Republican, has said, I don't have a better idea. No one has a better idea. So, okay, well, why wouldn't you want more representation? Why wouldn't you want your own county senator? Why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah. Hey, Terry, do us a favor and give us a call tomorrow morning and tell us what happened.
Certainly.
Same time.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, good luck today. And what I'd really like to have them do is say, you know what, there's so much information here. I say we table this and we come back with a presentation at 6 p.m. in 2 weeks, and so we can get more people into this.
Or 4 weeks.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carl. I think that's proper.
Because there's so much there's so much information here that we table this, give us a chance to look at it, and then come back, give us your presentation, give people a chance to have something to say at 6 p.m. at night, and just, one night have them, and that's what I would go up and say, hey, this is what I recommend, and just see what they do.
Why haven't they asked us for information? Why haven't they asked us?
There's probably a good reason for that that you already know.
Don't know.
Here's the other thing, too, is that this is a long process, and there's lots of elections coming up in the next couple of years. So whatever that number is on the Board of Supervisors could change.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Okay.
Give us a catch-up tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye. Hey, we've got a couple other things going on here.
We have tickets to give away.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that on a high note. We'll end this break with how about a couple tickets to the Colt 45s.
Okay. First person who calls. No. I take it back. Second person to call, 605-4567, gets two tickets to a Colt 45s game, any game. Any game this season, and I tell you what, if you're not going, you are missing a great time. Just a great time with the Colt 45s. And then you can also, when you go in there, take your transistor radio and listen to Nate Albarea, because we are transmitting it on 1460, and everybody that hears these games and Nate is just sold on it.
There's a lot of, I think all this week, except for what, Wednesday or Thursday, there's games all weekend long.
I think they're heading out to, I think they're going to be in Sacramento, but they're going to be going everywhere. So we got people calling right now. Second caller gets two tickets to the Colt 45's games.
And we'll be giving tickets, more tickets away in the second hour. So stay tuned. And it's a blast.
We'll be giving tickets all season.
We loved our experience. We want to go back and make sure that, and we have
our second
caller. We're going to be giving away 4th of July tickets, too. I guess evidently they're going to do a very cool 4th of July where you see the game what can't get better than that, except for maybe apple pie. But you are going to be able to see the game and then fireworks afterwards to take invite everybody to take their blankets down to the stadium. So, Andy, congratulations. You won two tickets to the Colt 45s, and we'll have those tickets for you up here at the front desk, which is 1326 Market Street. We're next to Kobe's. And, yeah, they'll be under your name. Andy. Okay, congratulations.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Butt. 7:33 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up in the 90s today. June the 24th, Tuesday, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates there. Largest selection of state jewelry that you're going to find, and outstanding prices and deals on any type of gems, you know, loose gems or bracelets, necklaces, rings, watches. All of it from Four Winds Jewelry, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. It is all located at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call, 222-2750. Linda is wearing his jewelry today. Hey, Cesar Pardilla is with, did I pronounce that right?
Well, Partita. Close
Partita.
Yeah.
Okay, Partita. Oh. Is with us today, who is the, are you the director or the, are you the, you're the boss down there?
Well, yeah, I'm the executive director of the Good News Rescue Mission.
And
yeah.
You came in, with some good news.
We did.
You got some good news Friday, and somebody gave us a call and I said, just come on in.
That's right. We got, we've been in process of applying for a grant through the Federal Home Loan Bank out of San Francisco. We submitted the application first part of March, we just got notified Friday morning that we actually are going to be the recipients of one of their grants for $1.5 million. And so we're totally excited about this. This grant will help us go towards building our Victory House down at the Good News Rescue Mission.
This is absolutely fabulous.
It
this is a phone call we got.
Yay.
And earliest we could get you on
was
today.
Where's that bell? Ring that bell.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go. Wait a minute.
That only is for
this is
a double ringer.
It's a double ringer.
All right.
You get a twofer.
Okay.
Well, it's great when, you know, Reading can receive money out of San Francisco. Oh. That's always a good thing, too. So that's
well, it's because they're so close to us. They align with us so much politically and morally and all this
no,
stuff.
No, but I really understand there is such a need here, and we see it. There a lot is. Of people are talking more and more about transient issues mm-hmm. and people mm-hmm. who fall in hard times, and where do they go? They need to go to the mission.
That's right.
So thank you that people are actually listening and mm-hmm. watching.
That's
so
right.
Fantastic. And it's a very a big blessing. So this is a positive energy, a real thing that we need to thank, be grateful
absolutely.
For that's happening right here in the North State. We poo-poo a lot of stuff, but this is fantastic.
Great stuff.
And you're going to build the
Victory House, going to be our women's drug and alcohol recovery program
okay.
that will allow us to double the number of women
that you have
will be able to come through from 17 to 36 women and
we
children.
Also have an attachment awesome. With you all down there and through friends of ours, the Verhoogs, whose son was an Eagle Scout.
He
came
was?
Down
yeah.
and built out the back of the
House
area
of Hope.
There.
House of
House
Hope.
Of Hope. And
did
then,
a great job.
And then Natalie, who came down and
mm-hmm.
helped with the, I think, the children.
The family room upstairs.
Family room. Okay.
They're just
you
amazing.
Awesome. They're an amazing family,
they're
and
family,
as are those kids.
Yeah.
And
a service-oriented family.
Luke's on his way to Baylor.
Oh, is that what he decided?
Yeah, right. Baylor
good
Bears.
For him.
Go Bears.
Yeah. Good for him.
So when is this all going to start now?
Well, you know, we've been putting in plans. We've been stepping on faith here that we're going to get this grant. So we've already been contacting a lot of subcontractors and all those folks out there. So we're about ready, actually. We have a meeting at 10 o'clock to decide when we're going to start the demolition process of it. It might be as early as tomorrow because things have been just so
So the money is just boom right
the
there, huh?
Well, the money will be here in a month or two. But, you know, again, we had enough reserves to make that happen.
Oh.
So we'll just
that's great.
Yeah. It's going to be
movement.
Awesome. Awesome.
Movement.
Right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the homeless problem we have here. I mean, it's getting to be a part of our fabric here. We see so many people out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of people say, well, these aren't – we know who our homeless are, mm-hmm. essentially, in town. And and don't mix up homeless with transient trimmers and people come in here to get money, steal, and then
right.
be on their way.
Right. Yeah, there seems to be like three different types of population that come through here. There are the local Shasta County homeless population, those that are neighbors that – for whatever economic reason or maybe mental health issues or drug addiction, are find themselves homeless. Then you have the panhandler type of folks that are generally out in the community. And a lot of those folks, that is their living. That's how they make a living. They're not necessarily homeless. And then, like you mentioned, those Chief Paletti likes to call them the trimmers.
The trimmers.
The folks
come
that come in,
here,
from out of state and out of county.
Trim the marijuana.
To help trim up the marijuana plants out there, and then they become homeless or are homeless when they're here. So very distinct groups of populations. The people that we see at the mission generally are people that are from the local community. So it's not folks necessarily that come in from the outside.
Okay. So we're talking about starting our the construction or demolition tomorrow.
Yep. Just about.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll find out this morning at 10 o'clock if we go ahead and start that. The contractor is ready to go.
Who is your contractor for this?
Well, we're kind
can
of being,
we mention
we're being kind of our own self-contractor.
Oh, okay.
Al
Shipman
has been helping us quite a bit.
Okay.
Al retired from about 6 months ago, but couldn't quite keep his feet still. So he's coming out and helping us out quite a bit on this.
You provide a great service here,
yeah,
Caesar,
well, thank
in
you.
This community.
This
and, you know, and when so many times we say, don't give money to the – don't give money out there. Don't just don't hand money to somebody on the street because they've already gone in and bought their food with their WIC – or not WIC, but, you know, other – gimmies, and now they're using the money that they begged for alcohol and their drug habits and all this, that to give, you're going to give money, if you're going to give $5, why don't you just give $5 to Good News?
Yeah, that's why we encourage folks to give to those organizations that are there and exist to help people overcome
that's
their homelessness.
The whole thing.
And it just makes sure that your money is being used properly.
That's right.
Because there's always a question in people's minds whether people are going to go buy drugs or alcohol or whatever with that money. And if you're not sure, then you're better off giving that to some organization that has direct services to those folks to help them out of their homelessness.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Caesar, keep us informed. What else you got?
We were blessed. Like I said, we had a local bank, Reading Bank of Commerce, that was our sponsor for this grant. So we'll have a shout-out to Reading Bank of Commerce for helping us out
on that.
Good
people down there.
Awesome.
They are really good people down there, Reading Bank of Commerce.
Just really community-oriented bank.
You look at banks, and you think of banks as being kind of unfeeling. But we've got, Reading Bank of Commerce, a five-star bank. You've got Tri-Counties, and you've got NBA. I mean,
local banks that
are out there to help you.
They're really community oriented. They have lots of opportunities to encourage their employees to get out in the community and volunteer. And
absolutely.
It's just wonderful to see that involvement in the community.
Well, that's the thing is we have a community like this. And,
that's right.
And not that we're perfect, but but you know what? There's a lot of reasons to stay here and to get involved.
That's
anyway,
right.
Caesar. Caesar Perdita is here. We got $1.5 million grant, and they're going to be starting demolition very soon.
That's right.
To build the
Victory House.
Victory House.
That's right.
All right.
Ladies overcome victory over their addictions.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much.
You
congratulations.
Thanks for coming
thank you
in
for
today. Well, you know, we want to keep this up too. We want to keep it running. Tell us how it's going.
You bet.
You know, send someone come in. Just say, okay, this is where we're at. And then when we get ready to have that grand opening, let's talk about it.
You bet. Yeah, we're planning to have a kickoff here in July. So we'll let you know about that when we do that. And then, there's still more money to raise. So
yes, community events really that have to do with, like you said, raising funds and supporting you.
You bet.
Anything we can do. All right.
Thanks so
much.
Hey,
we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
Hey, folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales. We just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It's currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. I love having you dial into 1460 AM. And thank you to the Chat Packers. Our room is alive and well. And boy, I love it when you guys are active in the Chat Pack. So go to KCNR1460.com and get into the Chat Pack. And you know you can hear us through your iPhone if you ever get out of radio distance. It's going to be mostly sunny today with temperatures around 95. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 67. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. This portion of the show, before we continue, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. That is on Hilltop Drive. We're inside is Espresso Joe's. Go see the Tobacco and Brew cuties that will make you the best coffee that you can get in town. And they have the greatest price on coffee beans anywhere in the North State. Guaranteed, and inside is a great walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley Lovey have been supportive of our station and the veterans. They are great people. So we try to support, you know, we try to support local, shop local, stay local, locally owned. They do a lot for our community. More than you, than the eye, more than meets the eye, trust me.
You know, I had, the opportunity to have lunch with Joe and spend some time out at their place. And it was just, talk about bringing serenity to your life. And that can do that when you can kind of kick back and just relax. And we did that. We did that this weekend too. Went up to a, to friend's place up in, up past Shingletown. And, found a place where you could sit there and just look out over meadows. And it's just brought serenity. And, you know, that, you didn't have sounds of railroad, you didn't have sounds of cars. The only thing you could hear was kind of like, you know, birds and bees and just sitting there watching, watching water and flowers. It kind of appealed to me for that one. Okay. Well, let's get right back into it now. We're waiting for our guest to come in, and she's on another, she's next door right now because we're trying to get a lot of information out. As you know, the big news, of course, is that the Good News Rescue Mission got a $1.5 million grant, so they can build their victory home, and they're going to be starting that almost immediately. So that's great. IRS. Democrats say, the Dems say it's a witch hunt. The White House spokesman, I actually saw him say this. He says, hey, show us the evidence. There's no evidence that anything, there was no collusion or anything like this. Of course, the questions are is because there was 2 years of emails disappeared and, you know, thousands and thousands of emails. So, yeah, you're right. There's no evidence because you destroyed it.
The term, I believe, is plausible deniability.
Oh, maybe that's
dating back to the Nixon administration.
Well, hey, you know what? There's something coming up here this week that's big.
Saturday night, as a matter of fact. Saturday night is Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. It is a fundraiser, as we all know. Three women and three men that are pillars of the community come together and are paired up with dance partners. And it is a dance-off to the best of the best. And it's at the Cascade Theater. I believe there may still be tickets. I think it's almost sold out. But trust me, it is one of the top events, if not the top event of the year. You can't stop smiling because when you see these people dancing and they're raising money for, again, One Safe Place, the fundraising that goes, and they don't just have to worry about, like, learning a dance. They have to also fundraise when they decide to take on this incredible responsibility, and everyone takes it very seriously. With us today, I am so proud of her, and as so many people, but with us this morning is Sharon Clark, and she is the owner and founder of Home Helpers. 10-year anniversary. Good morning.
Yes, I've been so busy doing Dancing with the Stars, Home Helper's 10-year anniversary, and then we've also, Home Helper sponsored the bridge turning 10. So it's been kind of a crazy, crazy time.
Was that you hanging upside down?
That
from
was
the bridge?
Me. You know, did you see Bandaloop? Did you see the gal with the beautiful tail sheet thing? That was me. No.
Was that you? Because it looked like you a little bit, kind of blonde and running real hard like a linebacker.
What a neat event, wasn't that?
Oh, gosh.
I was there. I had so much fun. So that was amazing. That, I took a night off from dance practice to go to see Bandaloop. So
in your dance practice, so people can kind of get somewhat of an insight of what the experience is. Not only are you running a business, you get off of work. I mean, it's so hard. I just don't think people really realize when you're running a business, and everybody here and everybody that's going to be there Saturday tonight that are the celebrities are all business owners, are very involved doing things in the community. So you get off work and then what?
And so usually we've been dancing about 7 o'clock at night. So here's the quandary. I can't have a glass of wine. I can't eat dinner because I don't want to eat dinner at 6 and then go dance at 7. So then I get home by 8:30. I make a late dinner. I skip the wine, and then I fall into bed exhausted. So that's kind of been the routine. And I have an amazing partner, Jordan Stevens, who danced last year with Dee Domke. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to be his partner the night of the show, but that was his partner. And then for the previous 2 years, he's been part of the opener. So he's a wonderful young man, 20 years old here in town, and has just been an amazing partner. And I crack up. He'll say things like, you know, we really need to work on this more. And he means me. He just, you know, we really need to not bounce when we do this step. And I just crack up. He's just so polite and just quite a gentleman. And yeah, it's you know, when I first got approached about this, you know, back the first of the year, you know, One Safe Place, you know, victims and families of domestic violence issues here in our community. You know, seniors are also oftentimes victims of domestic violence, of violence in the home. And a lot of people don't realize that. And so it really hit close to home as I'm going into my 10-year anniversary serving this wonderful population of Shasta County. What a great thing to align myself with, to raise money for these wonderful programs, to help folks, you know, that are dealing with these issues, to get knowledge, to get insight, to get help to curb this bad situation so it doesn't end up impacting our seniors in their later years of life. So it's been amazing. You know, I went out of my comfort zone. It's what I wanted to do. Having been doing my business for 10 years, there's not oftentimes I'm in situations where I'm not pretty confident in what I'm doing. Well, boy, has this, you know, taken me out of that area. You know, I have anxiety pulling into the YMCA parking lot. I feel myself, you know, these unfamiliar emotions of like nervousness, of concern, of, you know, the uncomfortableness of like getting up and doing a lift. And so it's definitely, you know, you grow and spread your wings and you grow as a person when you put yourself in new situations. So I remind myself that that is what I wanted to do, but it's oftentimes not as comfortable when I'm doing it.
Well, I think every one of the people we've talked to, every one of them has said the same thing, that they are it's taking them out of their comfort zone, but they're happy they're doing it, and the and everybody has in their mind that hey, we're doing this for a great cause. And then, as I've said so many times, is you've got 1,000 friends out there when you go out there on the stage, or 999. You have that many friends out there when you're on the stage that are applauding for you and want the very best, and know that you're giving it your best. So, I mean, I can't think of anybody that you know that hasn't had a good time there.
Right. Well, I think our listeners and the people that are attending need to realize that, you know, imagine when you're putting on a wedding. And you're working full time, and you're trying to put on a wedding. But physically, there's something about, you know, you emotionally, you know how you manage putting together an event. Mm-hmm. But when you physically have to do things, it's like running a marathon and puking on the 16th mile and going, "I'm still running no matter
That's
what."
Right.
But your friends are there to help you get through it. And so
expect you to puke.
Well, I just appreciate the reason I say that is because you go through it, and I really admire you. I don't know if I'd have the chutzpah to actually do that at this stage of my life.
It's definitely an amazing experience. It's more than I thought physically, for sure. And everyone goes, "You're probably in the best shape you've ever been in." Well, actually, I haven't been even really doing my normal workouts because I don't want to exhaust myself for the dancing. And right. So it's totally changed my workout schedule and regimen. So, you know, we'll see. I'm really looking forward to it. And while you're listening, if you can't make it to the show, that's okay. You can still help me. If you go to ospshasta.com and you can't, oh, is it org? I don't know. Will you look it up, Carl?
Which one now?
Yeah.
Which one
is Google it? One Safe Place.
Okay.
And you can actually go to the Dancing with the Stars events and donate to Jordan and my campaign. I'm Sharon Clark. It's $25 a ticket. If you can't make it, just donate your $25. I would totally be happy to have that to give to One Safe Place. Every dollar we raise is a vote for us for the fundraising winner. And then there's also a Judge's Choice Award, which goes to the best dancer. So
One Safe Place.
Is it ospshasta.org?
Yeah, it's ospshasta.org.
Yes, okay.
And it says right here the 8th Annual Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday night, beginning, I think, at 7 p.m.
Yes, and there are still tickets. There's not a lot of the $25 tickets left, but they do have, you know, the balcony tickets are 10. So, which those are still great seats. And again, it is, we all of us want to put on a great show. And it's not a competition that day. We are all in it together to put on a great show for our community, to come out and have a good time and do our best as dancers and leaders of the community. And so, you know, it's a great night. If you enjoy the actual Dancing with the Stars show, if you have an older mom or dad, I know my clients love it. So bring them out and make a night of it. It'll be really fun.
I'm a fan. And I'm a fan of yours, Sharon.
Thank you.
I'm just looking forward to the event, period. And all of the people who are, I know that they're all going through the wall.
Yeah, Rhonda, I think, put on Facebook her top three fears were falling on her tushy, forgetting the moves, and one other one. And I just wrote, ditto, sister. You know, wardrobe malfunction. Those were her three.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Well, we've seen it. We've seen all of it.
Huh?
We've seen all of it. And I know at this point, a lot of people are working through injuries, pain. And again, the fear of the show is here. And it's just like, you know what? Like Carl said, just have a great time. You've got, again, you know, Carl's been through it, right?
You're talking about these three things. And I thought, you know, the biggest fear is, I just get out there and I just go left and she goes right at the beginning. And then you try to, you know, at that point, what can you do? But I never ever thought of wardrobe malfunctions.
I think that's more of a female.
That's a female thing. But now that you mention it, I go, oh, this is another reason it's great to be a guy.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
just go out with a suit on. That's
well, hopefully
it.
Your fly is up. You know, that's a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah,
so, get so nervous you forget to zip up your fly. That would not be okay. Anyway, enough of that.
This is going to be Saturday night. where your head goes to. Okay. It's Saturday night. It's going to be at the Cascade. There's still some tickets left, but they can go in through the One Safe Place website. They can go to Sharon Clark.
Yes.
And
give me some monies.
Give her some monies now.
Well, how is the fundraising? Do you hear about other people?
I've heard it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's been really out there. It's so great because everyone's advertising themselves to raise money for One Safe Place. So it's all this free marketing that One Safe Place gets, which is amazing. But yes, we've all been busily, you know, I know Rhonda's been doing some subscriptions to Enjoy for the year and all the money goes to One Safe Place. Mm. And Rocky's been doing a lot of stuff. And
Jason
from Wind River.
Yeah. And what about Lucky? You know, I wonder if Lucky's saying, hey, I'll give you some free consultation.
I'll give you a pass on a speeding ticket.
He works for the DA. Yeah, so it's amazing. Yeah. Hey, I'll give you 5 to 10 off.
That could be worth a lot.
Yeah.
You know what? I never knew Lucky had a first name until I just saw it here.
Oh, okay.
It's always been Lucky.
Well, we like Lucky. Yeah. So congratulations. We're looking forward to Saturday. And you know what? We want you to come back after the show.
Yes, I'm taking a week off after, so maybe the second week of July, I'll come back. I'm taking 4th of July. I'm going up to the Squaw Valley Resort in Tahoe.
Okay.
And
oh, lovely.
Getting a massage.
Oh, yeah. Have your feet massaged, your back massaged, all those good, your bones.
You know
and
what?
So I'll come back and give you my final wrap up after that.
Sharon, you know what? I've never seen Sharon just put her toe in the water.
No.
I have never seen
go big or go home, Carl. Yeah.
There you go. You know, it's never been a toe. It's been everything. And usually like four of her friends going right behind her.
Yeah. That's right. A couple of BFFs. They call me the ringleader.
Yeah, well, okay, it's a great cause, and we're going to be talking about it all week long, is going to, for raising money for One Safe Place. We've had great news. You know, One Safe Place received, of course, that $1 million from Sierra
Pacific. Yes, it was amazing.
And then we just had Good News Rescue Mission, who just received a $1.5 million grant from an organization down out of the Bay Area to build their victory home there. I mean, these are good things that are happening.
Oh, our community needs them so badly. It is. So it was just so amazing.
And there's so many things going on, but the community pulls together on these. And when you get grants like that that help put these together, it's just outstanding. So, and everything you're doing, Sharon, and everybody else that's out there, you know, Sharon and Rhonda and Rocky and Allie, Jason and Lucky. Everybody's putting it out there on the line to raise money for a great cause.
Okay,
and
let's ring the bell.
We appreciate you so much.
Got to ring the bell.
Okay, ring the bell.
Yay!
Okay, that's for if you win, are we going to watch you go do cartwheels across the?
Probably not. Probably a curtsy.
A curtsy.
A curtsy.
A curtsy.
I love it.
What time is it? Okay, when we come back from the news, we have Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Story with us, CEO of Haven Humane, and our catch up on this. What's happening in our animal world? As soon as we get back from the news, Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A busy day for Secretary of State John Kerry, working hard to try and gain some diplomatic victories in Iraq, including a meeting today with Kurdish leaders. He tells ABC that it is vital Iraqi leaders try to agree amongst themselves.
This is a very critical time for Iraq as a whole, and the government formation challenge is the central challenge that we face.
Kerry speaking to ABC. Some rough weather in parts of the Midwest and in Delano, Minnesota, the threat of floodwaters, as the mayor, Dale Gronke, explained to KSTP-TV, they're not too bad yet.
As long as it stays contained where it's at now because of the levees, we should be okay.
In Brunswick, Ohio, high winds were a problem for Carolyn Smiler and her neighborhood pet.
I could see the rain was sideways. And I thought, this is a problem. And we have a cat here that we feed that isn't ours, came into our house, and I couldn't get it out of the house. And I couldn't figure out. Even the cat knew something wasn't right.
Also at SRNews.com, the head of the IRS brushing aside accusations yesterday that the agency has been obstructing the investigation into the targeting of Tea Party groups. House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa having a testy exchange with IRS Commissioner John Koskinen.
Well, I didn't tell anybody. I was advised. I had no one I was going to tell.
You didn't tell your IG that some of the documents weren't going to be provided?
I did not.
Or did you cause someone to find out at the White House, at Treasury, or your IG?
I did not. If you have any evidence of that, I'd be happy to see it.
I asked a question.
And I answered it.
Commissioner Koskinen testy as he appeared at a rare evening hearing on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, the Dow reversing some negative trends earlier on. Right now, it's up by about 32 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
An investigator for the federal government says, yes, there is a troubling pattern of deficient patient care at Veterans Affairs facilities around the country.
Carolyn Lerner of the U.S. Office of Special Counsel says the problems were pointed out by whistleblowers, but downplayed by the department. She has written a letter to President Obama in which she mentioned canceled appointments with no follow-up, drinking water contaminated with a bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease, and improper handling of surgical equipment and supplies. Complaints about a lack of access to VA health care prompted a national outcry that led to VA Secretary Eric Shinseki's resignation. Dennis Crowley, SRN News.
A sailor has died in the Southern California desert from injuries sustained in a parachute jump during a training exercise. The Navy says the sailor who died on Monday was assigned to a West Coast-based Naval Special Warfare Command. His name has not been released. This is SRN News. The numbers are on the rise, according to SRN's Val Dior. The number of women who have obtained permits to carry concealed firearms.
Last year, almost 67,000 women in Texas received theirs. But with that comes complaints that most holsters are made for men, and women often have to keep their guns in their purses. Well, now there are ankle holsters, female-friendly waistbands, and the Flashbang Brassiere holster. Gary Lightfoot, owner of the Well-Armed Woman, holds a ladies-only event, including classroom time and time on the shooting range, to let women try on pieces from this now booming industry and to practice a safe, quick draw in a dress. Val Dior, SRN News.
San Francisco's city attorney has issued a cease and desist demand to mobile app called Monkey Parking. It allows people to auction public parking spaces they're holding as they're pulling out to drivers looking for a space. Drivers sometimes sell the space for as much as $20. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abbott. It's Tuesday, June the 24th. It's 7 after 8. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And for all of our chat room people, we are working on the chat room. It's our webmaster is clearing up a lot of the glitches that had happened after the servers had crashed. However, for people that say that some other people were banned, and come to think of it, I haven't seen some people in a while. We do not ban anybody from this chat room. So if there's a glitch like that, please send Bob an email at bob@KCNR1460.com and tell them that you've been banned, and we'll just pass this along. We'll get you back on. Somebody pushed a wrong button someplace, I'm pretty sure is what happened on one of the producers or somebody that pushed
it. I can
see
how that could tick somebody off if they thought they were banned and they were like regular.
Nobody, we don't ban people. No. You've got to really really step on it to get banned.
You may have somebody in there saying clean up your act.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. All right. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're an hour and a half so into today's trading, and the markets are drifting higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 16,964. The S&P 500 is adding 4 points at 1967, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 30 points at 43.99. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 151 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple up 78 cents at 91.61, Amazon down 54 cents at 326.70, Netflix up $5.78 at 445.30, and Microsoft is down 24 cents at 41.76. Of local interest, Costco up 99 cents at 116.21, North Valley Bank up 34 cents at 21.92, and AT&T is up 9 cents at 35.48. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.6%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.47. Oil's up 10 cents a barrel at 106.27. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $2.06 an ounce at $13.1985. Silver's up 12 cents at $20.95. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908. The first step to achieving financial independence is a phone call, 243-7561, and giving one of the Wells Fargo advisors a call on how you should do your investments, where you should do your investments, and the steps you need for your IRAs, your KEOs, any of those. Give them a call, again, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. What's the weather look like today, hon?
It's currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Good morning. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 95. Partly cloudy tonight with lows of 67. Tomorrow looks like we have 89 and a chance of showers on Wednesday night with 63. Thursday looks like we're going to be around 87, partly cloudy on Thursday night with 62. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and speaking of hot weather, we had a Alliance Heating and Air comes in a couple of times a year and does a checkup on our cooling and heating systems. Clean out, you know, put in new filters and all thing. All of it's, you know, included in this plan. But they come in and they do a great job. But this is something that everybody should do because it can save you money. Because if you have clean filters and your systems are running efficiently, it's going to save you money. If they're not running efficiently, if there's the filters are dirty, it's going to work harder. It can clog up things and it's going to cost you a lot of money, as we learned from REU last week. So Alliance Heating and Air can handle any make or model, and they're there for emergency 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any type of heating and cooling system, warranties and guarantees are available. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Again, they're just by yesterday. And if you do this on a regular basis, it makes sure that your system's going to last longer. They're going to be more economical because the cost of electricity is just going up through the roof, as we all know, and it's not going to get any better. So you need to be as efficient as you possibly can. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Which means is that you get to walk two dogs in a day instead of just...
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you just had the Dogathon Boots Scootin' Doggy event.
Yeah.
And
which
I know
we
attended. Carl brought the grandkids out there, they loved it. And they came back with all these cute little, like, you know,
we
little
won something
candies
too.
And little stuffed animals, and they just loved it. So what happened? Tell us about the event.
So, yeah, the event was great. I really enjoyed it. I think most of the people really enjoyed the event. We had splash dogs out there. We had a bunch of carnival booths set up with some nonprofits that were doing stuff. We had a bunch of vendors out there. We had our Westmutster dog show, family dog show, which was really funny and a lot
Westmutster.
Of cool. Yeah, Westmutster. Yeah.
You come up with great names.
Well, I have a team that comes up with great names. I'm not going to take credit for it.
Westmutster.
Yeah, and
it cracks me up.
I like the Boot Scootin' Doggy Report. I like that.
Yeah, you know? So that was the dogathon portion. We had quite a few people show up for that, and that was a lot of fun. Loved meeting your grandkids. I know they had a lot of fun.
They did. You know what? And they enjoyed playing all the games out there, and they got the pet goats and all these things.
Yeah, that's right. We had a petting zoo, too, and that was actually from one of my staff. Brought a bunch of her farm
animals. Calf. They got the cool. A calf. He got licked by the calf.
Yeah, and I noticed they had some shaved ice, and I noticed that they weren't the only person with them that had shaved ice.
Oh, no, it was
Carl had some. Yeah.
Carl's into shaved ice.
I am into shaved ice.
He was looking
ice.
For it the other day. We can have some shaved ice.
I'm having a shaved ice.
We couldn't find it.
I was having shaved ice.
Fix.
I needed
he was jonesing for
but
some shaved ice.
But it was a little warm out there, so the shaved ice I just, I put down. I was carrying it underneath my armpits. You know, so I had one under each arm because it was so warm.
Yeah, well, and then we actually did get a breeze in the evening, which was great. And so then we rolled into our Boots Scootin' Doggies concert, which we had Cattle Rocket come out, the band Cattle Rocket play, and they were great. Everybody loved it. And we had Pat Wallner came out and barbecued for us. We had some beer and wine
Patrick,
available.
Patrick is out there. They're advertising, and he's another guy that gets into the gets into the community and does a lot of things for the community. We saw him at the fair too. So, I mean, it's just some great.
Yeah, you know, it was really a community event for us because we had a lot of people that donated stuff, the truck, the trailer, the stage, The chairs and tables, Wind River let us use the chairs and tables.
Really?
For it. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a big community event. Debbie Hopkins from Anderson, you know, she brought out the beer and wine and took care of that for us. And so we had a lot of people that really helped out, and Pat was a big part of that too. So, you know, a big thank you to the community. It was a great event, and we're really looking forward to next year. We're going to do it very similar. We think we're going to add some stuff to the Dogathon and maybe try and get some more organizations into the Dogathon. Portion of it and get some more people out there for that. And then we're looking at doing the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies concert again next year because we really enjoyed it. We really had a good time with that. So
great.
We think that next year we'll do it again.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good idea because anything we can do to raise the awareness and to also to help fund what we're doing to help our animals in this area is just the right answer. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, our guest today is CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Don't replace that windshield. If you got a little bitty chip in it, which could go into a crack, you go down and see Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst does outstanding work.
Not veteran only that, owned.
He's a veteran, but he also guarantees his work. And if he can't fix it, he'll just tell you up front. He's not going to take your money and, you know, fool around with it for hours. And he'll just say, I can fix it or I can't fix it. If he fixes it, he guarantees it. I mean, what's better than that? It's like the old days where your handshake was your contract. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it's on 3208 South Market Street. He, like I said, guarantees his work. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning. June the 24th, 71 degrees out there, going up to 90s.
How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
As you know, I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord. And Lori writes,
from the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Avarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Can orange straight cats hit monopens?
Bob plays the best bump music. It's, of course, Mark Story, who's the CEO of Haven Humane, is with us this morning. So, of course, we're going to play Stray Cat.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot. The time is 8:18 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms over there on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur here. It's besides being our firearms dealer of choice, he is doing something really good for the veterans also. He's having a raffle, and he's raffling off a Colt Python 357 Magnum. You can't buy them anymore here in the state of California, but this pistol, the Python, is an icon of revolvers. Not only is it aesthetically beautiful, it is a highly accurate, superbly built pistol. And he's auctioning this off at $10 a ticket, 12 tickets for $100, and the proceeds are going to our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. So, head on down to 2539 Larkspur, buy some tickets down there, and give them a call, 222-8222, to find out what other things they're doing down there. They've got all types of guns, ammo, and, of course, gunsmithing. They pride themselves on customer service. Bastiani Arms.
Well, with us this morning is Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane, the guy, the big guy in charge. And I'm laughing at you because you always, you know, I know that when you have to run an organization, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I only know from running a business with my husband, and he takes most of the heat. So, you know, we talk about there's all these positive things that go on with Haven Humane, and you've always got the little naysayers that say, what up? Okay, when you have thousands of animals that are passing through, every now and then there's going to be something that happens, because that would be a school, that would be any kind of organization with all the integrity and the positivity that you can put forth, there are things that happen. So one of the positive things that we want to talk about is Camp Love a Pet. Mm-hmm. And last Friday we had on Ray?
Rue.
I knew it was something
just
like
a beautiful little. And we're going to argue about it for a day or a week or a month, but we were told it was a pit bull mix, which we believe and you don't, but it was still a beautiful puppy. Or not a puppy, it was what, two years old?
She.
Yeah, I think she's about two.
Love. All she wanted to do was be, can I love
you? Well-mannered, very well-mannered. And I'm surprised, Mark, that within a period of, how long is Camp Love a Pet?
2 weeks.
So within 2 weeks, these animals that you bring in, explain to our listeners a little bit about the program.
Sure, love to. So Camp Love a Pet, we take normally 16 kids and 16 dogs, and we pair them up. It's completely random. They actually pick leashes out of a box, so they have no idea what they're going to get. We take them out on a Saturday, the first Saturday, and we do an orientation, and the dogs are usually, you know, kind of crazy. Some of them have been walked by volunteers. Some of them may not have been. Some of them may never been on a leash. Now, obviously, we temperament test them and make sure that they're going to work out okay with the kids. And then over the course of 2 weeks, the kids clicker train them. They use clicker and positive reinforcement and treats. And they train them, and they do some pretty amazing things with them. By the end, they all walk on a leash really good. We have a graduation with a bunch of dignitaries that show up for the graduation. It's actually this Saturday is our graduation for the first camp. And they walk them just like a graduation, walk would be with the dogs. And then they do some tricks with them. So by the end of the 2 weeks, all the dogs are sitting. Most of the dogs will do down. In fact, I think all of our dogs are doing down already, which is crazy. We've got a really good group of kids, a really good group of dogs.
Competition going on.
Yeah, and then they teach them some tricks. And some of the tricks this year are great. I mean, you know, a lot of them, they'll do the army crawl, or I think one of them talks. Barks on command. There's some other stuff. One of the girls is actually working with the dog going through her legs, walking through her legs on cue. So it's really neat that they do that. And then also at camp, we have a bunch of different classes and informational stuff. We had alpacas come out yesterday. We had a guy come in with rattlesnake and talking about rattlesnakes, and he does aversion training for dogs and talking about, you know, the differences between the snakes, which was great.
Aversion training, because I've read about this someplace before. Aversion training for dogs. How does that work?
He actually uses a shock collar, which is something that, you know, a lot of people that are into positive reinforcement are adamantly against, and I am as well when it comes to dog training, but for the aversion training, what he does is he uses the shock collar, and he was very clear with this, at the minimum level possible. And so some really sensitive dogs, he just uses the vibrate mode, and now it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they get up to the snake, and he actually uses a very small snake at first, then and he has them so they can't bite, obviously. And he just gives them a quick zap of whatever it is, whether it's the the vibrate or depending on the dog. And then it usually takes a couple. He said it's 1 hour. I mean, it's 1 hour with the dog, and at the end they're scared of snakes and they're not going to go anywhere near the snake, which is great. And he uses scents and everything else. So it's a big training thing.
Yeah, because they have to be able to smell it, because they got such a great sense of smell. If they could smell a snake, because rattlesnakes smell a certain way, if you've ever been around a lot of them, you know that.
Have you been around a lot of them and know that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a rattlesnake.
Yeah, and I can smell.
Oh, my God. I always had, the nose. I have a powerful nose. I wouldn't know if a rattlesnake was around the corner.
Have you ever sniffed a snake?
You don't want to get close to sniffing a rattlesnake. Honestly, Carl, if you've been sniffing rattlesnakes, that explains a lot.
That's right. I tell you what, this is what we do in Marines.
He had a crazy cousin that was in the snakes.
He was one of those guys that Chamber of Commerce that collected rattlesnakes, and and this is why I know they smell, is because in his garage, he must have had about 100 snakes.
Oh God!
In a plywood corral, and I walked in there and I went, oh, my God.
What's that odor?
What are you doing, Jimmy? He goes, yeah, we're just holding them until we have, to this week. He says, do you count them every day? And I'm looking around. You count these every day? He says, yeah, look over here. And he opens up his, okay, I'm not even going to go in there. About the one there.
So Linda, when we
He's
have
from
the
Texas.
August camp.
He's from Texas.
We have what?
When we have the August camp, I'll make sure I get Carl over for the snake aversion training.
Oh, no,
you get a lot of snakes
in
an area, they smell. I don't care what you say.
Okay, well, that's a first, Carl, and I think that's great for our listeners to hear that. Now, with going up to the Benton Dog Park, that's where we get,
haven't finished the camp love
appeal. I wanted to say that with going on about the snakes is that it's coming, it's warm. It's great that you're doing this kind of program because the snakes are going to be out, and they're out in places like, for instance, our next-door neighbor's woodpile. Hello, a rattlesnake.
Yeah, so the training is great. Cody Will is the guy that does it, and he did a great demo for the kids and explained the importance of the snakes as well, and that, the rattlesnakes aren't aggressive. They're just defensive, and so if you steer clear of them, they're going to steer clear of you. So, but it was great. We went to Turtle Bay. Thanks to Turtle Bay, they let the campers come out, and we were able to go to the museum and see the wild animal show last week, which is great. And then we have today they actually go to the clinic, and they watch some surgeries, and obviously they have to, want to do that. But they see the importance of the spay-neuter. We talk about that. So there's a lot of education that goes on, too. It's not just about training the animals.
And the ages of the kids?
10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Yeah, and we will – we have a 9-year-old in camp this year, and she's doing fantastic. But yeah, normally it's 10 to 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing too is, we have some campers, we have some counselors that are 15 years old that have been former campers that are now counselors. So, it depends on the kid and their experience too.
And how long does the camp last?
It's 2 weeks. We do an orientation on the first Saturday, then it goes Monday through Friday, and it's from 8 to noon. For 2 weeks, and then we have a big graduation on the last Saturday from about 9 to about 11 o'clock. And the goal is for us to adopt out most of the animals, all the animals actually is the goal, all the dogs, so that at the end of camp, the new families can come, and at graduation they can get their new family
trained
member.
Dog.
Yeah, and so
next week we're going to get one of the camp kids.
This week.
This
Friday.
I'm sorry, this Friday. One of the camp kids
we'll
this Friday.
That, yep.
By the way, there's just a comment here. Because you are the guy from Haven Humane, are they seeing any rattlesnakes moving down into neighborhoods because of lack of water? Are you getting any reports?
We haven't had any reports on rattlesnakes, no. We won't go get those. Those would be pest management. I mean, we go help if somebody's got one right there. Mm-hmm. We go assess the situation for sure with one of our officers. But normally we'll send somebody.
I know a couple of years ago people were just there were rattlesnakes everywhere.
Well, that's what
they were killing more of them than they've ever seen.
And they were in town. Yeah. So that was just a couple of years back, and I think there was at that point. Now, going back to Camp Love a Pet, how many, again, you may have said it, but just could you please repeat it if you did, how many participants this year?
Normally there's 16 kids and 16 dogs for each camp. This camp we actually have 15 kids because one of the kids, I think, broke his leg or his arm. So we actually put him in the August class. So August is actually going to have 18 kids, which is a large class for us.
And it's summer break, so really summer break.
Right. So we do it twice a year. Yeah.
Right.
And people sponsor it as well, so we do have some scholarships for some of the kids that can't afford the tuition. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's great. The kids really like it. The dogs really like it. The counselors, most of the counselors are volunteers. There's a few of us that are on staff, but majority of the counselors are volunteers. So, it's a lot of fun.
And this is such a pay it forward deal.
Yeah. The kids get a lot out of it. And I mean, we do too. It's why I'm wearing my camp t-shirt. I mean, yeah. I'm a counselor too, and I love it. I look forward to it. I've been looking forward to it since the August class last year.
This could be a life-changing thing for kids, you know, but parents have to be willing to participate as well, to drop their kids off, right, pick them up, unless they can do, like, carpools.
And some of them do. And I think, you know, we require at least one parent to come on the orientation so they can get the, you know, the rules and everything else and obviously do all the waiver paperwork and, you know, all that stuff for the field trips and all that stuff. But really, one of the biggest parts of them being there is they get to see day one what the dogs look like and how the kid reacts. The young lady that I have, day one, we have a I say we because we've kind of teamed up with this dog that I really like. He's a 10-month-old. We're calling him a lab pit mix. I think he's actually a lab pointer mix. But he's got a big bowling ball-sized head. And the first day, he pulled her and knocked her to the ground. And she got kind of skinned up a little bit, and she never let go. And I said, "You okay?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "You in it to win?" She goes, "Yeah, I'm good.
I'm in it to win."
Yeah, and now he's walking with a loose leash. He gives her tons of eye contact when we're walking. He sits. He does down. He army crawls. He's just in love with the girl. I mean, it's just great. And to see that bond. So when her parents come and see the difference in just 2 weeks. It's crazy. It's awesome. And if you're looking for a dog, right now is the time to adopt one because it's very rare that you can find a dog that's got 2 weeks of positive reinforcement clicker training already. And so these dogs are way ahead of the power curve.
All right. Hey, our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're talking about Cap Love a Pet. And now is the time because they've already adopted out some of them because we had the one on last Friday. Yeah, it's really already gone.
She's
so,
a cutie.
Yeah, she was. And so a great time to adopt a pup or a dog that's been clicker trained, that's positive reinforcement trained, that can sit, you know, lay down, will walk with you on a leash so that you don't have to be in a constant fight. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about, of course, the Second Tuesday Club. And the 4th of July is coming up. And this is a big thing for a number of reasons. There's a lot of things going on. But 4th of July can have a very negative impact on pets. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Redding Crown Motors. You know, why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to find your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda, or any other type of car, truck, or SUV? Right there at Redding Crown Motors, they give great deals. Or your neighbors are going to give you a super deal on everything that they're selling down there. And we've got a 4th of July sale coming up that is going to be magnificent, if I could just say that, at Redding Crown Motors, plus their outstanding service department. All of this at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. We'll be right back.
Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR. Just excuse me while I'm speaking here. Yeah. KCNR1460.com is 71 degrees out there, going up in the 90s. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I love you guys. I mean, this is a group show here, obviously. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Right across the street from Subway, off of Athens, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It is the Cheers of barbershops. I can't say much more than that, except I'm heading down there this week because I need to be shorn. My hair is getting so long. Starting to look like a sailor. And, it's bad enough that Air Force retirees got shorter hair than mine right now. So I'm going to have to go get and get this fixed. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Welcome back to the show. Mark Story is the CEO of Haven Humane. We were talking about snakes.
We were, and I got a text from Captain Smith.
Got it.
And Captain Smith said, we absolutely do rattlesnakes in the city.
We do rattlesnakes in the city.
So they call your number, and let's have that. Yeah. I think we need to, there's two numbers that we need in our cell phones. One is the number of Haven Humane, and one is the number to call when you spot a dog or any kind of animal in a car with the windows up right now, and they're in the heat patrol.
So any animal control issues is going to be 241-2550. Animal in car, rattlesnake, stray dog, any of that's 241-2550. Any information you want to get from Haven is going to be 241-1653.
Okay.
I almost forgot there for a second.
Almost. Hey, so any type of snake problems you may have.
Or animals in the hot, in the heat. We know.
Boa constrictors.
Okay, first of all, let's go to the Colt 45s. We have two tickets again to give away, and then that leads us into you did a Colt 45 game with Haven Humane recently. But if you want to call right now, we want to give these tickets to you that are free for any game. For Colt 45s, give us a call here, 605-4567. First caller gets two tickets, and we'd love to have you fill the seats. Mark,
and
you guys
can
are playing.
You can pick any game, because they're good for any game. Threw out the first pitch.
I did, Saturday night against the Fontanettis? I can't remember. I think it's Fontanettis, actually. It was great. Haven was out there. Captain Smith was out there with Chase, her dog, Officer Chase, and they ran the bases. And I threw out the first pitch, and I didn't embarrass anybody, which was great. So it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, the Colt 45s lost. Fontanetti's had a great pitcher, had struck out the first seven batters, actually had 16 strikeouts that night.
Yeah, that's, you know what, the 45s, they run hot and cold sometimes, but they're a good team. We enjoyed it so much, and we're going to go out again. Mm-hmm. Probably, I know, well, they're down in Sacramento for a couple games, and we're going to come back and probably try and get one on Thursday or one of these games in this weekend. I just really enjoy it. I mean, if you haven't been out there, you just need to do it. The stadium looks great.
Oh, it's great.
New seating, everything. It is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Rick Bassetti and his people and everybody that supported this, Boyce Muse, all these guys, they have just done an outstanding job.
I can't agree more. It's fun.
I'm sorry that I interrupted. Wait, okay. Do you ever understand? I just can't understand how people can bring their dogs to either parades, first of all, you know, especially if there's loud noises and fireworks going off. But most of all, the 4th of July, I think a lot of people, oh, not my pet, because people have a tendency to humanize their animals.
Sure.
And one of the biggest fears or one of the worst situations that can happen is your pet getting loose, even though you think your fence is secured, and animals running and getting killed and just being stray on the 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July and New Year's are two of the biggest days that we see animals getting out and get reports of lost animals. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that you bring your animals inside. Put them in the garage, make sure there's a fan or something cooling it down. If it's 110 out, you don't want them in the garage if it's like that. But put them somewhere where they're going to be secure. Check the yard if you have to leave them in the yard. Make sure that the fence is secure everywhere. Make sure there's nowhere they can get out, because the 4th of July is a very scary day for dogs. You know, it's loud for us. It's really loud for them. And they don't know what's going on, so they're afraid. Whether they're in their own environment or not, they're still afraid. Whether they're with their family they've been with for 8 years, they're still afraid. So really need to keep that in mind and make sure that they're secure and safe. I also do not recommend whatsoever that you bring your dog out to the fireworks show. It's just a really scary time for them, and no matter how good you think they are or how much you think they won't run, there's a chance that they're going to.
You see that every year because from people who think, oh, my dog's going to be okay.
Right.
And they hit that fence and they're over it. And they've never seen them leap that far.
Right.
They could run right into the freeway, by the way, from where the fireworks are, if you bring them out.
And you know something else, too. And we tell people, because we do the rodeo parade every year. And we announce it. And we see people there bringing their kids, of course, in like this. And we see them bringing their pets. And we make a point of telling people, you know what, when the last people coming through here are the asphalt cowboys, and the point of this is they shoot blanks and they're loud.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you need to know that, you know, for your kids, but that dog, I mean, this thing, I mean, we're not talking like bang bang here.
No, it's loud.
It is loud.
And they touch off
that 12 gauge shotgun, and I tell you what, you know, my ears bleed.
Yeah.
I love it. And I get closer every year because I love it. But you need to tell people about that with their animals, and especially, you know, on the 4th of July, it's great to us, but for them it can be very hurtful.
Yeah, and we'll see, I mean, just a huge number of – on Saturday morning we'll have a huge number of call-ins with lost pets. Every year it's the same thing. So just please plan ahead. Think about them. Think about your four-legged family members.
Now, although that you are closed on the 4th, mm-hmm. because, of course, it's a holiday, let's talk about you're having a 4th of July a promotion called American Flag Adoption Event, and let's talk about that.
Sure. We're starting this Saturday, and it goes to the following Saturday. So what is this Saturday, the 28th?
28th
through the 5th. And basically, you're going to come in, you're going to pick a flag, and the flag has a discount on it. And you're going to get a discount anywhere from free to half price to $76 for an adoption. And normal adoption is $135 for dogs. We're still working on what we're going to do with the cats. We'll have something by Saturday. Now's the time to adopt. You know, we have a lot of animals right now that are looking for homes. We're really full. And we've got a lot of great animals that are looking for homes. So now would be the time to do it. Come in on Saturday. Come to the graduation. Graduation is going to be at 9 o'clock for Camp Love a Pet. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. You can see what the kids have done. And some of those dogs will probably still be available for adoption on Saturday morning.
That's going to be – when's the graduation?
Graduation starts at 9, finishes right around 10:30.
And on what day?
On this Saturday.
Okay.
28th.
I just wanted to make sure on that. So,
You're having July here, but okay, one of the things too is that you will be closed on 4th of July.
We will be closed on the 4th of July, yes.
But you still have that big adoption event going, and of course you have the July clinic special.
Yep. The July clinic special, we're going to have microchips for $15 for the whole month of July. So you can come in, you can microchip your cat or your dog. It's really important, especially with 4th coming up. Let's say your dog gets out. If it's got a microchip, there's a lot higher chance that you're going to get that dog back. It's going to make it back to its home because we chip check every single animal that comes into the shelter. And if we find a microchip, then it's really easy to call as long as you keep it updated. Really easy to call and find the home and get them back home.
And, you know, you should probably try and get a microchip before the 4th of July. who knows?
It would be a good idea.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, our guest is Mark Story. We're here talking with Haven Humane about all the things that are happening. And for July, they have a clinic special on chips, a big adoption event. And then, of course, Second Tuesday here is coming up.
Yeah, Second Tuesday is going to be at Upper Crust Pizza, and that is going to be – what is the Second Tuesday this next month? Is it the 8th?
Yeah.
No, that can't be right, is it?
Yeah. Well –
Okay, so no. Are you talking about this Tuesday?
It is the
15th. It'll be – yes.
The 15th will be the second Tuesday.
No, it won't.
It's July 8th right here.
Tuesday.
Upper Crust Pizza on Churn Creek is hosting the second Tuesday Club of July 8th.
It was written here, the thing you gave me.
Okay, here in front of
us,
folks.
It says the 8th.
I know, so many dates here. But
it's not even early. I am really out of it.
That's
apologize.
Okay.
It is the 8th.
It's the 8th.
All right, you're right. But it still wasn't a pit bull. So it is July 8th. My bad. July 8th. That's at Upper Crust Pizza on Churn Creek. I even did the radio spots for it. How bad
I know.
That?
You did the radio spots and, you know, you've got the thing printed out here and you go, oh, that's not July 8th.
Well,
and I'm like,
well,
I think
going,
it's July 8th.
There's a lot of stuff going on in July. And plus, you're just finishing up Camp Love a Pet. You got the adoption event, which is huge.
Yes.
Coming starting this Saturday to July. Well, it's called the July 4th. You're going to be closed on the 4th. But also, we talked about the fireworks. Don't be a dummy. If you have a neighbor that has got their dog in the backyard, just tap on their door and just say, you know, really, I know you hate to be intrusive, but we see it all the time. Dogs running around on the 4th of July, freaking out.
Okay, so we have July clinic special with the microchips. We have Second Tuesday Club on
the 8th.
July 8th.
That's right.
Upper Crust Pizza. 4th of July fireworks alert. You're going to be closed on July 4th. And then the adoption event, the 4th of July promotion. And it's going to go from June 28th, this Saturday, to Saturday, July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pull on an American flag from a display to find out what discount you won. 2 free adoptions, 15 half-price adoptions, and the rest will be $76. Great. Okay, let's take a break. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. And we'll be right back. We got some more things to talk about. Plus, we want to introduce
Molly
Kid. We'll be right back.
Who let that dog out? Well, the body was nice, the body was pumping. Hey, yippee-yi-yo. And everybody having a ball. Ho, ho. Tell the fellas that in him calling.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field, things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, Demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Tuesday, June the 24th. It is 8:48 in the morning. 71 degrees going up to 94, 95 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans at all times. This week, we've got Heidi Hall is going to be joining us. So we got a lot of people coming rolling through here, this week and next week. Next month, we're going to be looking at, having every one of the people running for office are going to be in here. All the city council, people running for city council will have them all in 1 week. And talk to everyone so you can kind of make up your mind. Now, every so often that we have an opportunity to introduce somebody, and of course we're here with Mark Story, but we're introducing Molly Kidd. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, everyone.
Molly is our new sales executive, and if you have anything that you want to do with our station, it has to do with advertising or PSAs or events that you would like us to support or to get the word out on, you give Molly a call. And Molly is a longtime Reading resident.
Yes, I am. Born and raised.
Born and raised here. We were just talking part of the but Starship.
Yes, I did Starship, Music in Motion, Kids Unlimited. I've been involved with Girls Inc. here and locally. So I've done lots of fun stuff in the community.
And Molly's well known, and so she is just somebody that you'll have a great time talking to anyway. But she will be the one that if you have anything that you'd like to do with us and our station and for us to get the word out on, give Molly a call.
Absolutely. I'd love to help promote your business, get your name out there, and help you out in the community.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Molly.
Thank you.
Mark Story is our guest and CEO of Haven Humane, and we were talking about all the things that are going on. Volunteer orientation is coming up because you run on volunteers.
We do, yeah. The next one, and let me make sure I get the date right on this, is July 5th.
That's July 5th.
So you can come out. You can come out at 10 o'clock on July 5th and do go through the volunteer orientation. That's the last day of our adoption special as well, so maybe come out and take a look at what we've got up for adoption after the volunteer.
You can volunteer and adopt at the same time.
We encourage that.
You know, one of the things I really like that you've done is Facebook. I like seeing the photos of animals that have been on the show, but other animals that you put on there on Facebook, and they're new forever families. I think that's absolutely great. And you look at the family and you look at the pet and you go, oh yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it's a really happy time, and it's something that unfortunately in sheltering, sometimes we take for granted, and we really, really work hard not to, because, you know, we might see 20 adoptions in a week, which is great, and we're really happy about every adoption. But, you know, that family, they're adopting maybe for the first time ever, maybe for the first time in 10 years, and that's a huge event. I mean, that's a life-changing event for them, and that's a really exciting time for them. And so we want to celebrate that, and so we want to put that on Facebook so all of our friends and community can celebrate that too. And, yeah, we're approaching 3,000 likes, which we're pretty excited about. So I never really thought I'd get excited about likes on Facebook. but I am when it comes to the Haven Facebook page. I really am. And, you know, I love seeing the community celebrate these adoptions because it is a big deal. You know, bringing any family member into your home, whether it's four-legged or two-legged, is a big deal, and it's a commitment, and it's something that should be celebrated. And you see the pictures, and they're just – I mean, they're happy, and the dog or the cat is just happy as can be, mm-hmm. you know, and they know that, you know, they're getting a forever home. And so, yeah.
You know, Mark, when you come in on Tuesday morning – or when you come in, excuse me, for the show, I always see this. I know that you're churning in your mind because – let's face facts. If you're CEO of Haven Humane, there's a lot of nuts and bolts and figures and things that go through your head and trying to, you know, it can't just always be a people-pleasing organization. You try to make that happen, but you know, you have to run. It's a business. It's an organization. You have to go by rules. You have so many things that you and how many animals you have. It's not fun to think that you have to put animals down.
Right.
That is not pretty. But someone has to do it.
Yeah, and we're working very hard to do it less and less and less. And we're very fortunate to have, first of all, an amazing staff at Haven that really focuses on the good stuff as much as we possibly can, even though there's bad stuff going on sometimes. And we have great volunteers, and we have great rescue organizations. We have fantastic donors and supporters. People like you guys, you know, support us, you know, all the time. And this wonderful community that backs us up. You know, the Dogathon was a great thing for that. You know, the Colt 45s game, we had a bunch of people out of the Colt 45s game. You know, this community does support us, and they know that we're trying as hard as we can. And you know, we don't want to euthanize any animals. So we work very hard to find forever homes for all the animals mm-hmm. we can. And it's important that we focus on that and we share those success stories, because at the end of the day, that's what gets us coming back the next day is Rue getting adopted, or, you know, another dog or a cat or a sheep. You know, it doesn't matter what the animal is. Every time we place an animal into a new home, it's a happy day for us. So.
How about the miniature horses? Are they still there? Do you have miniature horses?
No.
Oh, I thought you said...
Did you want one?
No.
Someone said they had two miniature horses at Haven Humane. I thought
no.
I heard that.
No, we have... Maybe they're fooling with me. We're trying to find a home for.
Okay.
We did have a miniature horse a while back, but
okay.
it got adopted
fairly
excellent. Quickly. Yeah,
okay.
And he was super nice. Really.
Well, I tell you what, you can make them into service animals from what I understand.
Well, okay, yeah,
I'm not sure about that.
Because I thought there was things that they were talking about in some of the miniatures, because they live so long and that they can do some of the things that service animals can.
Right.
I don't know about crawling into your lap.
But they can maybe go to the hospital
we got
and visit
somebody,
people.
Yeah, we got somebody on the phone here. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jeff with WorldPay. Good morning, Mark and Linda and Carl.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Hey, I was listening to the show, and I just wanted to reach out to Mark and say thank you. Your business, and the Mark is now a new donation partner with us, so similar to the Northern California Veterans Museum, so we can we're giving donations to Haven Humane through our program.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, Jeff came in, and we've switched over to WorldPay for our credit card machines. And so part of that is if somebody else gets on board with that, then a percentage goes back to Haven Humane Society.
Well, great. Well, thanks for your call, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, we always love to see how people support, you know, Haven Humane in any way that they can do with their business. And, of course, we have, again, we want to talk about the volunteer orientation, which is happening on July 5th.
Mm-hmm. July 5th at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And then save the date, of course, October 4th. I love the fall. It's my favorite time of year. October 4th is your Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yep.
And we have gone every year, and it's been a blast. And, of course, we can't ever leave there without, you know, getting something from the silent auction or the live auction, because it's a blast.
Yeah, and this year we're moving to a bigger venue. We're going to be at the Wind River Event Center. And be doing it there, and we're really, really excited about that. We're going to be putting tickets up for sale very soon and getting more information out on that.
We'll be pushing that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we also have kennel sponsors. We still have a few kennel sponsorship plaques available for both the dogs and the cats. It's $250 for the dog kennel sponsorship plaques. I think you guys have one.
We have one right and there. Then, and you know what? We're really glad we did that. And we looked at some other things, too, we can do. You know, there's so many good causes around here to get involved in, but you all are right up there at the top.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Mark, we always love having you on once a month, and of course, Friday we'll have our Pet of the Week, who's also within Camp Love a Pet. Mm-hmm. You'll have one of your campers, which would be fun to interview this kid or teenager or tweener. I'm not sure what that would be. Tweener, if they're 10.
Yeah. No, but they're 15.
I'm not 10 to 15. I think the kids we're looking at coming are right around 11, 12.
Oh,
so, yeah,
fabulous.
I think they're tweeners.
Love it. And
tweeners.
The fact that they... the tweeners.
It has nothing to do with snake sniffing.
No.
It's okay. Hey, we're so happy that Mark... What did I say? Okay. You heard it first here. Tomorrow, we've got Rod Dinger's going to be on with us. We're going to be talking about airports and if we can get a new airlines in here and plus the other things that's happening. But
I'm curious if we can get TSA approved. I mean, the pre-screening thingy.
Mark Story has been our guest, CEO of Haven Humane. Last thoughts right here?
Thank you for all the support, and please keep supporting Haven Humane Society so we can provide for this community.
You know, it's the type of thing that you're one of those places that wishes you could go out of business.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and just, you know what, give Mark a new job.
I wish I could go out of business because there wasn't enough animals coming in.
That's what I meant is that we don't have a bunch of abandoned animals and every animal and – you know, as far as that goes, every child has a home. It's a forever home.
Yeah. We're definitely working every day towards North State with no more homeless pets, and we continue to.
It's like beating your head against the wall sometimes.
Well,
sometimes
thank you.
It is, but I think we're making progress, and the community's involved, and the community wants to see that happen, and that's, I think, the most important thing. So,
you know, we're still seeing people whose dogs aren't fixed. And I looked at them, and I said, why haven't you fixed your dog? Well, you know, I'm going to. I said, why haven't you fixed your dog? I mean, these are people we know that you would think that they would fix their dogs. Why isn't your dog fixed? I mean, it's like, I mean, you're going to breed them or something?
Yeah.
Are you going to breed them? Well, no. Well, yeah, you are. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay. Mark. Okay. We'll see you again Friday.
Thank you.
My friend. All right.
And Molly Kidd will be my guest on Thursday evening on the Spot with Linda Bott. We're going more in depth about Molly Kidd and who she is. I'm so happy to have her on board. We are very happy to have her here with KCNR and the family now. A bright spot in our lives.
Yeah. And remember, head on down to the Board of Supervisors if you can to hear what's going on with State of Jefferson. With Les Ball is bringing it up today, but we're not sure why and in what sense. Tomorrow, Rod Dinger talking about the airport and the airlines and plus a number of other things that he's involved with. The whole week's going to be filled with people and places and things. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. More than 1,000 people have been killed in Iraq this month. The UN says the vast majority of them are civilians. The surge in bloodshed comes as ISIL terrorists continue to rampage across the country. Secretary of State Kerry has been visiting Iraq for talks with senior officials. Today he met with the Kurdish President Masoud Barzani, who is heard speaking through a translator.
After these changes, we are facing a new reality and a new Iraq.
Kerry says Iraq's Shiite-dominated government must share power with minority Kurds and Sunnis.
This is a very critical time for Iraq as a whole, and the government formation challenge is the central challenge that we face.
Also at SRNnews.com, deadly gunfire this morning in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood.
There were multiple gunshot victims between Northwest 65th Street and 66th Street.